This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Help, I've Got Family in the Business is an eye-opening and solution-driven book by renowned expert Hubie Roberts. With over 40 years of experience in family business succession planning, Roberts offers an indispensable roadmap for business owners who dream of successfully passing their business to the next generation without tearing their family apart in the process. In his book, he offers hope, sharing real-life stories and proven strategies that tackle the unique challenges faced by the family business. Roberts reveals the landmines that often destroy family relationships and offers five key principles that help families work together harmoniously while ensuring business prosperity. Hugh Roberts is our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. When it's working, a family business is a dream come true. To watch your children succeed in your company is the greatest joy. But family in your business often means navigating minefields everywhere. Help, I've Got Family in the Business by Hugh Roberts shares real-life stories of successes to be followed and failures to be avoided. Hugh has worked nationwide for over 40 years with high-net-worth family business owners, their families, and management teams to provide solutions to challenging issues which often derail succession legacies. A partner with Rawls Group, Hugh has delivered seminars to over 70 Automotive 20 groups, multiple state and national industry associations, plus 10 National Auto Dealer Association national conventions. Hugh has a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Colorado, a Master's in Youth Ministry from Fuller Theological Seminary, and a Certified Financial Planner and a Certified Succession Planner. Hugh B. Roberts, author of Help, I've Got Family in the Business, is our guest on This Week in America. Hugh, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about the book, a fascinating read. And everybody wants to have a business. In fact, there's 60% of business owners are small business, a family business. Everybody wants the family to succeed, to be there, to take over the family business. Doesn't always work. What was the inspiration for you in writing this book?
Well, I've had a lifelong passion to help families succeed in the business. For the last 40 years or so, I've been committed to helping business owners fulfill their dream of their legacy carrying forward through their children. And all too often, unfortunately, that dream becomes a nightmare. Everything blows up in their face and they're going, what do I do? How do I solve this?
Yes.
Is there any hope? Is there any answers? And I wrote the book because a lot of people have been where they're going. We've been there. There is hope. There are answers.
And the book is available wherever books are sold. If you go to our website, you can link on directly to Amazon and get information on the book, order the book there as well. Our guest is Hugh B. Roberts. The book is available wherever books are sold. Help, I've Got Family in the Business. Why do dreams become nightmares for the owners of family businesses?
Well, lots of reasons. I've identified 10 what I call time bombs that impact family businesses, turning those dreams to nightmares. Some examples might be, why won't my children work as hard as I do? Well, Dad, that's all you did. I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to affect my family the way you affected mine. I worked smarter, not harder. Well, I think of one guy, he's in his 80s and he's just, he's been phenomenally successful. He's there every day, including Saturdays. He can't figure out why his kids aren't there on Saturdays. And they're looking at it and saying, you know what, that's what your generation did. But we're just as successful and we can do it working smarter, not working as hard as you did. Another one was, Dad, you had it easy. Easy? What are you talking about, you little jerk? I grew up with an alcoholic father, died when I was 12. We grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. I had to scrape for everything I got. What are you talking about, easy? Well, Dad, you had it easy because you started at the bottom. Every single thing you did was a success. My brothers and sisters and I, we have to start at the top. And you know what? The gal was right. It is tougher in some ways to start at the top and then be compared, et cetera. And you're always being compared to this giant figure. I happen to have the pleasure of sitting next to Julius Irving, Dr. J, one of the greatest basketball players that ever lived. He was the Michael Jordan of his era. He was the Kobe Bryant of his era. He was phenomenal. And so in the course of the conversation, I said to him, must be tough being your kid. He looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm a good guy. And I said, must be tough. There's only one Dr. J. You set a really, really high bar for your kids. How in the world can they possibly compete with that? And an awful lot of kids in family businesses feel the very same way. Their parents are the titans of industry, the lords of and masters of their community. They are so successful and have reached such high pinnacles of success. How can I possibly compete with that? So there's a whole bunch of reasons here whether it's differences in generations, whether it's sibling rivalry, whether it's estate planning issues, whether it's my father won't let go. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of these things that I've tried to elaborate more fully in my book.
The book is called, and it's available wherever books are sold, Help, I've Got Family in the Business by Hugh Roberts. Book available, again, wherever books are sold, a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Out of the time bombs that you listed that negatively impact family businesses, what is the most dangerous? What is the one that really, really creates havoc in terms of family succession?
I think far and away the hardest one for us to deal with is entitlement. One business owner said very eloquently, he said, when you see a turtle on top of a fence post, it didn't get there by itself. Somebody had to put it there. I caused my kid to feel entitled. And because of that, I'm going to have to deal with it. Well, I really appreciated that client and his perspective because he realized that he had been the one who made it too easy for his kid, who basically undermined that child's ability to be successful. Because you can give your child a job, you can give them a paycheck, you can give them a title, but the one thing you can't give them is respect. They have to earn that on their own. And if they don't, there's just no way in the world they're going to be successful. And so often it is the business owner who's the problem. They do, we often say they're either too tough or too easy on their kids, but entitlement usually comes from being too easy. It's things like paying them too much. Why? Well, because mom wants them to live in the neighborhood with us, et cetera, wants them to go to the best schools, et cetera. We promote them way too quickly. They take the elevator to the top when they need to take the stairs. We excuse behavior. There's no accountability. There's a fear that if I hold them accountable, somehow I'm going to mess up the family relationships, and that's not going to work. I think of this one client who had a phenomenally successful business, consistently making millions and millions of dollars, et cetera. And then one day he brought his son into the business and he did all the classic things that you shouldn't do. He promoted this person, this son, way too quickly. He gave him authority he hadn't earned. He didn't know what he was doing. He allowed him to run ramshot over employees that had been there for years. And finally, the person who was probably most responsible for the success of that business said, "I've had enough. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. I'm not staying." And he left. And guess what he did? He went down the road and started working for a competitor. Didn't take him very long till he started attracting away and had recruited away all the really key people who had made in from the original organization into the new organization. And before long, this thing was a disaster. So what had happened? You had a whole bunch of issues that are interrelated and interconnected that caused this disaster to happen. You had a father, in terms of family dynamics, not willing to really deal with his son. You had a successor, as a result, who was not prepared at all and was creating all kinds of management problems. As a result, profitability went in the tank. And the ultimate result of that, succession is not going to happen.
Why is it so difficult to communicate with our children? And do you see that as being one of the major problems that impacts business in a negative way?
Well, let's face it. Our children are different.
Yes.
All you got to do, I have two wonderful children. They've got children of their own and I love them to death. They're great people, but they're different than I am. They think certain things differently. They see the world a little bit differently. Their music is different, definitely different than mine. But I think of one particular client, and in his situation, the father was the consummate salesman, very relational, very engaging with his people, et cetera. He brought his son into the business, and the son had great background. He was a CPA with a very large CPA firm, wonderfully educated, very, very sharp, but very different from dad. He was an introvert. And in fact, when they built their huge complex, et cetera, he made sure that the office building was about 100 feet behind the main sales portion of their business, et cetera. And he put his office upstairs at the back of that building, and his door was shut most of the time. What's he telling you? I'm not a people guy.
Yes.
I'm not like dad. Drove his dad crazy, just crazy. How in the world can you be involved in our business and not be engaged with the people? Well, the truth was his son was a much better businessman than his father. And during his father's lifetime, the son took the business to 10 times the size it had been under his father, but he did it differently. And he brought in people who could do the things that he didn't want to do. And he ran it very, very effectively. But his dad literally went to his grave thinking, you know, somehow this isn't going to work, et cetera. Well, just to show you that God has a sense of humor, along comes generation three, the grandson. And guess who he's like? Yeah, he's like grandpa. And again, we went through this whole deal in terms of how do we help them communicate with each other. And the father's comment was, he said, the last thing I want to do is to struggle the way my dad and I struggled. I want my son and I to be on a better level. And so we worked very hard to help them communicate and set expectations and work through things because they were so different. Remember, differences aren't necessarily a problem. In fact, often the differences are complementary that you can work very effectively together, which my partner and I here in my business, he's very different. He's very organized. He's much more of a strategist, task focused, et cetera, than I am. But if we don't drive each other crazy, we're phenomenally successful. So we've had to work hard at that whole communication process.
With us on the program is Hugh B. Roberts. The book is Help, I've Got Family in the Business. I quoted before, 60% of the business in the country, the backbone of the company, are family businesses, yet only 30% successfully transition to the second generation, and the odds of passing it down to the third generation drop to just 12%, the fourth down and down from there, 3%. So you see this gradual decline as one generation comes in and takes over for the other. You've got equal is not fair, fair is not equal. Can you expand a little bit on how family business owners should divide the assets without creating resentment? That's another main area, what a time bomb there, that you've got to distribute the money. Some think maybe it should be equal. Others think, no, it should be merit-based. How do you deal with that?
Sure. I like to think of this as sort of the Christmas syndrome that we probably all experienced at one time or another. You know, you get close to Christmas, and all of a sudden, mom and dad are laying out the gifts on a table or on a bed or whatever. And let's see, I got two for Johnny, I got three for Susan, but wait a minute, the three for Susan, or the two for, they cost more than the three. That, and we start driving ourselves crazy. Maybe I better go get one more because I want to make sure that when we look under the tree that they're going to open the same number.
Yep, done that.
we've all done it. We've all done it. And unfortunately, we take the same approach into estate planning, and particularly when you own a business. That's a recipe for disaster. So there's only two ways to be equal. One is to have one kid. For most of us, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're already stuck with more than one. We got to solve that. The other one is we're going to sell everything off. Get a big stack of coins and one to you. Well, again, we're not going to do that. Why? Because we built this business. We've got this real estate. We've got assets that are very important to the ongoing succession of our family business, et cetera. So now we've got to solve this problem. And we often have that problem of some kids are involved in the business and some that aren't. How are we going to deal with that? I think the first thing that is most important is to use the word meaningful. Are the assets that I'm going to give to each child, are they meaningful to them? And typically that means income producing. If you're working in the business, then the assets that you've been given, that you, when as you run the business, you create dollars, you have opportunity to get dollars, you clearly, that's meaningful to you. Okay. On the other hand, if you're not involved in the business and you receive stock in the business, it can be anything but meaningful. For instance, a classic example of one situation, there were four kids in the family, three that were in the business and one that wasn't. Well, I said to the father, if he was adamant about wanting it to be equal. And I said, well, if you do that, I can tell you what's going to happen about 9 months later. After you and your wife are gone, your child's going to show up and he's going to say to the others, boy, you guys are doing a great job. Mom, Dad, be so proud of you. So when do I get my money? What are you talking about? Well, when I get money, I own one-fourth of this whole thing. Well, yeah, but you don't work here. Well, so... when do I get paid? Well, you don't. What do you mean? You're getting paid. Well, we work here. Well, okay. So when do I get something for mine? Well, when we sell. Well, when are we going to sell? Well, we're not. Oh, that's, wait a minute. Oh, and oh, by the way, you owe the tax on the portion that you've got. So the point here is that what they own one-fourth in that example, but that doesn't mean they're going to get anything for it if there's no distributions, and that often happens. Or, I mean, you can get very, very hung up and family disaster in that kind of situation. So it's really important that they get assets that are meaningful to them. And I like to say to the parent, there's two parts of that that are crucial. One is when you give assets to the child that's active in the business, you're giving them the right and opportunity to go to work. When you give assets to a child that's not involved in the business, you give them the opportunity to go to the beach. A big difference.
Yes.
Okay. Huge difference. And the other thing you got to understand is when you were running the business as mom and dad, you had all the assets. You had the cash, you had the stock, you had the real estate, you had all the assets that you could leverage in order to run your business successfully. Now you're going to divide those up and maybe they're going to get, I think of one family where there's five kids. There's two that aren't involved. There's three that are. Now the three that are involved in the business, they're going to have 3/5 of the assets, but they got to run the whole thing. So you've got to pay attention to the demands that those children who are in the business are going to have to face. Because if you don't, you're setting them up for disaster, or at the very least of saying, wait a minute, I'm doing all the work and I'm just paying out dollars to my brother and sister who aren't doing a thing. You talk about a recipe for creating family disharmony. That's the last thing your parents want.
More with our guest, Hugh Roberts, author of Help, I've Got Family in the Business, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Now back to This Week in America and our guest, Hugh Roberts, author of Help, I've Got Family in the Business. Well, let's talk about sibling partnerships that need your touching on that. Why they work, why they don't work. When they work, when they're successful, what have they done? What groundwork have they laid that prepares them for a successful partnership?
Sure. Well, the first question I ask in any situation like that is, will your sibling choose you to be their partner if you weren't related? And if you think about it, every partnership, whether it's a personal partnership or a business partnership, a marriage is a form of partnership.
Yes.
Okay. I chose Lisa, Lisa chose me, and we continue to choose each other. And that's why it works. Okay. My partner here in the office, Jeff, is not related to me. I chose him. He chose me. We continue to choose each other. Therefore it works. The problem in a family business is mom and dad give you your partners and say, make it work. And that doesn't necessarily all add up to a winning recipe, but the bottom line principle there is the same thing applies. Sooner or later, you've got to get to the point where the brother says, I choose my sister to be, or the sister says, I choose my sister to be involved. The siblings have got to choose each other and say, absolutely, I want my sibling to be my partner. So the question is, are you to each individual is, are you doing what you need to do so that your sibling would choose you? And if you're not, this thing is not going to work. I think of one family where the brothers are about 12 years apart in age, and the younger child was 10 years later in coming into the business. And they were very different, one very relational, the other guy very strategic, very financially oriented, structure, organization, all that kind of stuff. And fortunately, the older brother recognized that his younger brother, with all of his relational skills, could bring an awful lot to the table that would help their business, et cetera. And recognizing that, he said, we need to work through this to make it work. So we went through a whole process of, and I'll simplify it. Number one, they committed to meeting on a weekly basis. They go away for an hour. They lock the, they shut off the world. They turn off their phones. They really focus in on each other and the issues at hand. They are paying attention to the fact that their relationship is the most crucial one for the long-term success of the business. And then we sat down and we worked through clarifying what they expected of each other, writing them down. We talk about that as being covenants, operating covenants. And it basically comes off of the whole biblical idea of covenants between God and Abraham. God and Abraham, clearly not equals, but God basically said to Abraham, if you will do these things, I will do these things, okay? There was a comfort that Abraham knew that God was going to do these things, and he knew clearly what was expected of him. Same thing with these two brothers. And then I think of one other set of brothers that are much older, and I said to him, you guys have been partners now for 40 years. And they were two very, very strong individuals. I mean, it was almost scary at times to be in the room with them, because when they started arguing with each other, boy, they went at it. And yet they would leave there, and it was amazing how well they functioned. So I said to them, how'd you guys make it work? They said, it was very clear to us years ago that it was okay for us to argue over something and work through it and really struggle to come to a conclusion. But we did that in private. And once we left the private room and went into the public arena, then it was our decision. We had bought into it. We had committed to it together. If it succeeded, we won together. We cheered together. If it failed, we failed together. And we together were going to work through and find a solution. We never said, I told you so. In that kind of environment, you can have a partnership that's really going to work effectively for the sake of both the family and the business.
What do you do when a business owner is aware that one child is more capable, maybe more committed than the other child in running the business? How do you recommend they deal with a situation like that? Because one is going to be sort of anointed and the other one is not, but the business owner understands there's a difference in these kids.
Yeah, you bet. And let's face it, I don't care. You know your kids are different. They may be different in terms of style. They may be different in terms of commitment and work ethic. And there's so many factors here that come into play. And so when you get in this situation, and the classic tendency is to want to make them, I got two children, I want to make them 50-50 partners. And the truth is, you can't run a family like a business, and you can't run a business like a family. You may love them both. You may want the very best for each of them. And we need to do everything we can to help each of them become the best version of themselves. Okay. But if one of them is chosen to do less, to not get as prepared, to not get as educated, to not be as committed, to not be willing to work as hard, or simply doesn't want to, or doesn't have the talent to, or whatever, then you can't treat them the same. In other words, you can't have one that plays in the major leagues and one that plays in the little leagues and hope that somehow they're going to come together and work. So we have to, in that environment, one of the things we try and do is lay out what's expected, making sure that they can self-select the level that they're going to get to. Love to have you here. Love to have you be involved.
Our guest on the program has been Hugh Roberts. The book, Help, I've Got Family and Business, available wherever books are sold. Use website seekingsuccession.com. The book available wherever books are sold. It's been fun. Covered a lot of ground here, Hugh. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.